Thank you. So let me start with you, Roger, and your roots as a filmmaker. You started pretty young. You know, you had your film at Sundance. What was it like to know immediately, pretty much at that age, that this is what you wanted to do? And what was that experience actually having your film at Sundance like?
Yeah, well, it was like feeling like you needed to make something so bad and needed to do something that you were like driven by this fire. And that's why it happened so young. Just driving myself to create something, to be not like conforming to my environment, but to try to at least make something of my own already and not get stuck in, like, I really used it as my college, my first film. I kind of used it as my college training. And then getting to Sundance was like, it was so unexpected and yet such a blessing. And I had no idea that that life would open up like that and just kind of like usher me in. But sometimes, you know, there are these moments in life that just say, all right, here's a kind of like a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I was already content with having done the work.
So Moonshine is also a vampire story, correct?
Exactly. A vampire film, a small town vampire story, is how it's structured.
So was making that film, was that kind of the influence of making this video? Or because it sounds like to explore the vampire story.
Yeah. Well, you know, vampires have always fascinated me because they're a kind of union or merger of immortality and these big concepts of like you just can never die, this kind of ideas, and with things like that we're all stuck in, like our sensuality, our sexuality, our anger, our frustration, our fear. So it's always fascinated me. The first project was a lot about that, and then Isis said to me, she's like, how would you like to come back to it? It's like 10 years later. She's like, how about a return to the vampire genre? And I was like, let's do it. So I get to add some more colors to that story of darkness turning into light.
And it's also kind of a different type of story because I feel like Moonshine was more of a gritty, kind of realistic story, as the music video is more of like a fantasy type story. Right?
I love that you have these contacts and you're really tuned in. Yeah, it is. It's the new one. I feel like embodies a lot more positivity amidst the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the first film, it really felt like I was trying to bust out of the darkness at myself at that time when I was writing the script. So this new one really has fantasy in the way of, like, really that we're living all of our own fantasies. And, like, we're, like, Kat is the light being, you know, she is holding the light. And so, in a way, it's just a metaphor for some of the feelings, the epic feelings we get occasionally.
And there's so many collaborations. What is it like for you as a director to have to work with? You have to work with somebody who's a choreographer. You have to kind of work with people who are in the music industry. So there's, I guess, different visions for one project. How do you get along with people and how do you compromise? Maybe you wanted to do something and realistically it couldn't be done or there was another suggestion. I mean, what was the collaboration like?
Well, you know, it's because Isis was talking about how she likes to work on the chemistry of people. And she's, like, mixing and blending the right people. And so she's a great laboratory chemist. So she naturally greases the tracks and supports harmony. And and that helps a huge amount for me, and to be able to be creative and at the same time, like, you know, acknowledge the limitations that we have and get even more creative in the limitations. So her and I being able to communicate, and then Kat and Wilson just being so, like, bright and insightful themselves and just so fascinated with the journey that we're all going on. Mm-hmm. And bringing, everyone brought something to the table, and we just, like, it was all the people. I don't know how, I didn't have to work with them. I got to work with them.